Thank you, Duane. This is Mario. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Orser teleconference call on 16th of October 2017, 1700 UTC. On the participant list, we have Duane, Kim, Peter, Jim, and Kevin. And we have apologies from Bradbert, and on the staff side, we have Steve, Trent, and myself, Mario, doing the call management. And with this, I would like to remind to all participants to please state your name before speaking for the records, and we're ready to begin the call.
Okay, thank you. So let's start with item 3 on our agenda, which is to review the action items from our last meeting. Mario?
Thank you, Duane. Yes, the action items from the previous meeting. Number one, staff to publish the minutes, transcripts, and audio recording from the 21st of August 2017 teleconference. And Duane, number two, Duane, to add a question to the list of topics related to outsourcing. Number three, Duane, to add wording satisfactory in relation to the outputs reported in topic number 20. Number four, Mario and Duane, to make edits to the survey questions, adding the option of not sure and the field of comments. Number five, staff to send an updated survey to the RSEC member list via quiet mailing list. Number six, staff to confirm with RSEC members whether or not they will be attending the in-person to both sessions during ICANN 60. With this, all of these action items have been solved, and let us know if you have any questions. Thank you.
Just one little clarification I want to make. I don't know if it's in the minutes or not, but the action item here says to send the survey to the RZRC members via the mailing list. And I did ask Steve and Mario to send that out to members directly rather than on the list, just because I sense that there's a little bit of sensitivity about this topic at this time, and we haven't really decided how we want to sort of present this to the public. So they did send that out directly, although I do believe later that Mario did also put the URL on the on the RZRC list, but you have the results. You have the link to the results in your emails directly, and that has been kept off the list at this point.
Thank you, Duane. I will make that edit on the action items for the minutes.
All right. Thank you. And then our next task is to approve the minutes from that meeting, and already in the chat, Peter has noticed one little typo, which will be easy to correct. Are there any other comments about the minutes? And if not, perhaps someone would make a motion to approve, pending the edits that we've discussed.
This is Peter. I'll move.
This is Kaveh, I second.
Thank you, Kaveh. So we'll take those as approved. Mario will make the two edits that we've discussed, and then those will be published shortly.
Duane, question?
Yes, please.
Procedures, and I don't think it's that important for minutes, but do we have the quorum?
That's a good question. We have, well, I don't think we generally, I mean, our procedures don't say anything about quorum, right? So
Okay, sorry. I think we kept that from the RSEC. If we don't have it in procedures, then we're good to go. Just in case. Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks, Kaveh. So let's move on to the meat of today's topic, which is the discussion of the server results. Has everyone had a chance to check your emails and load up the server results URL? Is there anybody that needs that still? Okay, so I'm going to assume that you'll sort of be following along as we go through the survey results. There's obviously 41 questions, a lot to discuss. I don't know if we'll have time to go through all of these. We had responses from 6 RZERC members, and you can see their names there at the top of the results. I have closed the survey to additional results. However, if you know, if by chance someone still wants to go through and enter their results, I would be happy to open it up again, I guess. Kaveh, question?
If you can open it up for like 1 hour or something, because I did, by my stupidity, I fill in the test one, and yeah, I was planning to fill in this one last week, but I was down with the flu. So if you can open it up, I already know the answer to most of them, so I will quickly fill it in.
Okay, I've just done that, so you should be able to do that, fill it in now. Obviously, we're not going to wait for you to to do that. We're going to discuss the results that have been recorded so far. So the first comment I'll make, obviously, is that there's a lot of you know, variation in how people answered. There was only one question, one topic that had universal agreement, and that was the question about location of root servers. Everyone agreed that that was entirely out of scope. For the others, you know, it's a mixture of mostly in scope or mostly out of scope. A lot of not sure responses, which is fine. And in the survey results page, you can see where people entered specific comments to their answers. So I suggest we sort of go through these and see how far we get and see where the discussion takes us. Is that okay with everyone? Peter?
Yeah, thanks, Dwayne. This is Peter. For the preparation of the public meeting, I was wondering whether we go through these one by one, or whether our primary goal is to identify the clear cuts where we can present to the community things that we mostly agree would be in scope, pending clarification of some details, and mostly agree or unanimously agree that it is out of scope, which may have us end up with only 10 examples instead of 41. But since we are not supposed to like preempt any of the inquiries, I think the examples is what the community is looking for. But we can also walk through one by one. I guess we have another private meeting before the public meeting anyway.
Yeah, I don't, to be honest, I haven't, you know, I haven't given, I guess, a lot of thought, or haven't made any decisions on how we would present this to the public. You know, we could, for example, cover this sort of broadly and you know, maybe group these survey questions in sort of categories and say, you know, in this category, we found things mostly in scope, out of scope. Or we could sort of go through them one by one and say, yeah, this is a topic that we would like to share with the public our thoughts on. So I guess I'm open to suggestions at this point. Jim, please.
Thanks, Dwayne. My feeling is we should not go into a great deal of detail about this stuff in Abu Dhabi, certainly in terms of the public meeting. I think it's fine to give some illustrations of the sort of things that we're thinking could be in scope for RZEC and things that could probably be out of scope for RZEC. But get into the specifics of things and going through an itemized list, I think, is perhaps excessive. I think all we need to really do is inform the community that what we're thinking about and where our thinking is at that time. And we don't need to go into a great deal of detail about this because, again, that then opens up the potential for people saying that's either out of scope, we think you're doing the wrong thing, and we could then get into a horrible mess just by having people try to micromanage things or feel that they have to decide for us what we think we should be doing. And I would prefer not to have those kind of conversations.
Okay, yeah, thanks, Jim. So maybe we should spend this time here going through our results just for ourselves, and then afterwards we can talk about what goes into the public meeting, and of course we'll talk more about that in our preparation meeting in Abu Dhabi. Okay. So I'll go through these. The first question was about new RR types, and here there was a leaning towards being in scope. Obviously, a lot of the comments say, it depends on the particulars of the RR type and the RFC in question, which I think is appropriate. I think this question is not answerable just without knowing more details about particular RR types or particular features being supported. So for me, this surprise me too much. Second one is about TTLs in the root zone, which, as the question mentioned, something that RSEC has previously considered. And here there's a nice even split. it says three in scope, two out of scope, and two not sure. Yes? Okay, yeah, that makes sense. I see I see some of these numbers changing in front of me. The totals are changing now. So now we have seven responses, and the results may reflect that. So again, to number two, this sounds like something that would require further discussion from us about TTLs, because there's a lot of variation in our answers here. Also, I should say that as you look at these survey results, you may notice that sometimes the total number of, if you add up the totals for in scope, not sure and out of scope, usually you'll get 7, but sometimes you'll get 6. And that's because the way this survey was designed with the ability to, the text input, we couldn't enforce that one of the first three was always chosen. So I think some respondents maybe forgot to check the in scope, not sure, or out of scope, and that's why they don't always add up to the 7. Anyway, on the question of new TLDs, we're also split here, about half saying in scope, half saying out of scope. So that seems like another one that we will want to discuss further in the future. On number 4, which is about key size for the KSK, I would say it's pretty strongly leaning to out of scope. There was one vote for in scope and one not sure with comments. And for the same question relating to the ZSK, it's also pretty strongly out of scope. Question about number 6 about DNSSEC algorithm is very strongly in scope, with only one respondent saying out of scope. And that sort of matches my expectation, I guess. The comment here is depends if this is a major architectural change or not. Reasonable comment. Question 7 was about change in other DNSSEC parameters, such as signature validity and use of NSSEC. And here the most popular choice was not sure, with also a couple of saying in scope and a couple saying out of scope. This also is something that RSAC has previously touched on, RSAC 003. Topic number 8 is about changes to DS types, DS algorithms and digest types, with 4 respondents saying out of scope, 2 saying in scope, and 1 unsure. My personal comment on this would be that for things that are sort of, standardized to the ITF and approved algorithms and not deprecated and things like that, it's probably out of scope. And I would note that this is something that this change is happening to the root sort of as we speak. VeriSign and ICANN are working on new algorithm types and expect there will be an announcement soon. Number 9 is about a scheduled KSK rollover with no change in algorithm. And here the respondents are pretty strongly saying out of scope, with 1 unsure and 1 in scope. And interestingly, the next question, an emergency KSK rollover is even more strongly out of scope, I would say. Which I certainly agree with, because to be honest, I think an emergency KSK rollover doesn't sort of have time for RSERC to weigh in on it. It's probably urgent and needs to happen very quickly. Number 11 is the geographical location of key management facilities. This is leaning towards mostly out of scope. There was no votes for in scope on this one. Next is label generation rules and use of non-ASCII characters, which is something that's an activity that's been going on with ICANN for a few years, I believe. And this is leaning towards out of scope. Number 13 is removal of an existing root server operator. And again, this is leaning pretty strongly towards out of scope, with 5 votes there. And similarly, number 4, again, mostly
I wasn't looking to speak on that specific point, but it's actually about the actual questions and the survey responses.
15 is
I think
a change
we've
in
probably,
ownership of a receiver
I think,
operator. And,
sorry, what I think we should try to do is look at the questions where the committee is split or we have rapidly very divergent views. For example, question three is a good case in point. We're also split 50-50 between in-scope and out-of-scope. So I think what we want to try look at is all of those questions, the next ones that should come up for a discussion or for discussion at a future meeting should be the ones which are the most contentious between the committee members to try to see if we can find out why we have this divergence of views. And then once we get those ones out of the way, we can then follow up on Steve's suggestion and look at the other ones where people have said, I think such and such an item is out of scope, or there's one minority opinion which says something is in scope or out of scope. But I think the focus should be on the ones where we're split either equally or there's a radical or a rapid divergence of views. And some members of the committee have got a completely contrasting opinion from others. I think those are the ones we need to look at, first of all, and why we have those particular differences of opinion.
Would be perfectly fine with me. Would anyone like to speak up in reference to the last question about how many root server identities there should be? We had two thing out of scope, sort of in the minority there. Jim?
Yeah, thank you. So I partly agree with Jim, although with your suggestion, Duane, but I'm not sure that we should try to convince each other of one way or another during this or the next meeting. My goal would still be to identify the clear cuts, which should be easy even if we end up with only two of them, and then work on this internally. But many of the questions that we've faced so far are... I think all of them are very good and are covering much of what we might expect. But a concrete proposal on the table will have to submit additional detail, absent which we will only have a certain amount of data to agree on things or not. So we can't really make conclusions if we have just a headline there. We should actually wait for something to happen.
I'm in agreement with what Peter said, and again, that's kind of scary. I wasn't suggesting that we would want to try and resolve any differences between members of the committee, but I think my intention would be to have a discussion about these contentious topics, if we can use that term fairly loosely, and try to see why people have taken the opinions they have. I'm not looking to try to see that we try to persuade somebody that they're wrong and we're right, but just try to get an understanding of what made people give the decisions that they did when they filled in the survey. Maybe there's been a misunderstanding or maybe there's been a miscommunication, but trying to understand that is fine. And I'm quite happy with the committee having divergent views about things. I mean, that's to be encouraged. And a little bit of diversity is a good thing. And it'd be very, very surprising if we had absolute unanimity on everything that we ever discuss. There's bound to be some disagreements from time to time, and we just have to embrace that. But I think it would be good to get an understanding of why people voted the way they did, if I can use that term fairly loosely. So we don't need to do that right now.
Jim? Okay. Thank you. I agree. Going to go keep going through the list here just to talk them through. Yep, okay. So I think we were on number 17, which is the one question where we still all agree location of root server instances is out of scope. Number 18 is the prolonged inability of an operator to meet any service level expectation. Here is mostly out of scope. No in-scope votes. Number 19 is a change to the naming scheme of root servers, as has been discussed within RSEC. This is, I would say, strongly in scope. Number 20, change in DNSSEC status or parameters of the zone that names root servers. And also something that RSEC has considered a little bit. And here, this looks like a prime candidate for further discussion with lots of variation, almost evenly split among the three choices even. Number 21 is a change in frequency of publishing the root zone. This is mostly in scope, according to the survey. 22 is latency in root zone distribution. Are the values being reported in the RSEC 002 metrics, are they satisfactory? And here is pretty strongly out of scope, according to the survey. Number 23 is changes to the set of metrics defined by RSEC 002. And here the sentiment is out of scope for the most part. Number 24, however, is the transport protocol supported by root servers. And here we have an even split between in scope and out of scope. Understanding that the question is, you know, a little bit vague, of course, but this looks like another one for the discussion. Number 25 is AXFR service provided by root servers, which is done voluntarily today. And the question is, what if there's increased demand or pressure for more operators to provide this? And this is split between not sure and out of scope. So leaning towards out of scope. Number 26 is configuration of servers with respect to MTU and MSS and so on. This also is leaning towards out of scope. Number 27 is significant changes to the KSK DNSSEC practice statement and leaning towards in scope. And similarly, significant changes to the ZSK DNSSEC practice statement, also leaning towards in scope, although just slightly less so. And I think it's good that those two are you know matching, because really these practice statements are very tightly tied together, and any significant change in one really requires a significant change in the other, I would say. Number 29 is revisions to PTI's authentication mechanisms for TLD managers, and this is leaning towards out of scope. Next is changes to technical checks performed by PTI, and here is, I say, slightly leaning towards out of scope, a lot of not sure. Here, which is fine, because you know this is a little bit vague. Number 31 is changes in technical checks performed by the root zone maintainer, and the result here is pretty similar, slightly leaning towards out of scope, but quite a bit of variation, so maybe worth future discussion. number 32 is upgrades to the software used to manage the root zone and the root zone workflow. The most popular choice here was not sure. This is, I guess, something that could be much better specified. You know, that a lot of details not present in this question. Number 33 is the process that PTI uses when changing the registrant for a TLD, and this is leaning towards strongly out of scope, as is the next one, which is a change, an actual change in the registrant or owner of a particular TLD, out of scope for RZERC. Number 35 is applications for special use TLDs. I think here a lot of not sure choices, probably because it depends on, you know, the particular usage and the particular TLD being discussed, I would say. Some comments provided here, you know, talk about whether or not it requires any or results in any significant architectural changes to the root zone. Number 36 is a proposal that the root zone could be served from many CPE devices. This is mostly out of scope, according to the survey. 37 is a review of the root zone maintainer transition plan, and this is mostly in scope. Number 38 is an actual transition of a root zone maintainer functions from one organization to another, and I would say by the survey this is mostly out of scope, but a couple of votes for in scope as well. 39 is zones other than root being served by the root servers. Today that includes ARPA and rootservers.net. This is leaning towards out of scope. 40 is the design of the distribution system between the root zone maintainer and the root server operators. This is evenly split between in scope and out of scope. And the last question is a change in the root zone SOA serial format, leaning towards mostly in scope. So we made it to the end. Would anyone like to bring up anything in particular about those survey questions before we move on? Okay, so I guess what I propose for, you know, continuing on this discussion would be to identify, as we've said, identify those that was, you know, even splits or disagreements.
Thanks, Wayne. I would just ask that when we do present the stuff in Abu Dhabi, that we try to be a bit more careful with the language. And, you know, controversial might be an overstatement here. But if we use those kind of words, that could be misinterpreted, especially at an ICANN meeting. So we may want to try and soften the language a little bit there to say things that there are areas where there's a strong sense of consensus within the community, within the committee, and then in others, the community is divided and we're working through those issues, but we don't necessarily call it controversy. Just say there's a diversity of views or something like that. If we end up having the ICANN people going away thinking that RZEC is completely and utterly broken, or that the members of the committee don't know what they're doing because they're continually arguing and disagreeing with each other, that might well give the wrong impression, and I don't think they want to do that.
Exercise has been done. Give some sense of the topics that were discussed. Maybe include one or two specific sort of non-controversial examples. And to say that, you know, RZERC is through some of the ones that did happen to be controversial.
Yeah, I mean, I'm guilty because I'm the one that started using the word controversy in this particular call. But I hope we're not going to start a meme here that just grows and grows and grows.
Jim?
Yeah, it was a convenient shorthand.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, yes, I'll be there. Sorry.
No, that's right. We don't. That would be the wrong impression, because that's certainly not what's happening here. This is all, this is our first time, and we're sort of learning here and figuring it out. So, I agree that the words chosen will matter. Yeah. Well, it's just a convenient word. Yeah. Right. So I believe I heard from Mario that Jim, you are confirmed to be in Abu Dhabi in attendance, and I will be there. Will anyone else be at the meeting?
I will. Kim here.
Kim will. Okay. Peter, go ahead. Okay, good. All right. Mario, is this discussion sufficient for your purposes in knowing who's going to be there, or would you like these folks to send you an email as well?
This would be okay. This is Mario for records. I'd also receive a confirmation from Cave that he will be attending ICON 60, and so I guess actually I have a good estimation for now. And lately, what I would like to share are some of the logistics, but I don't know if we can move to the next point or we should wait.
Yeah, I think let's
Dwayne,
try.
Sorry, Dwayne.
This is Steve, Dwayne. For
Sorry for that
the
last
public
second.
presentation at ICANN
So I
60,
was wondering, would you want to like
perhaps the
close
group
the
can
agenda
also talk a
for the
little
public
bit
meeting, or
about
will we have
how the
an open
group
mic session
is
anyway
going to
so that we could
consider
go back to our communities
issues and
and
proposals,
not
some of
necessarily
these are
solicit
documented
input, but point people to the public meeting,
in the
and if they have
official
any
procedure,
questions, to
how you
present them
receive the
there.
proposal, how you consider, consult your deliberation and decision making, so that the community knows, kind of the process, how you work. So that's another
Thanks.
suggestion for like a 5 minute discussion on that topic.
Yeah, I think in our public meeting, we really have sort of two things to cover. One is, as you said, we can mention that the procedures document is finalized and include some of those details in some slides, and then to discuss this exercise that we're going through with topics. Does anyone else have other sort of, topics for the public presentations in ICANN 60? Okay, so Steve, one of us should probably start working on some slides or something. Yeah, go ahead, Peter.
Sorry. Thanks. You may have heard that the Interrail group has got the contract from
Yeah,
ICANN
I think
to
that's
conduct
fine.
a review of
I'm
ARSAC,
certainly open to
and I'm a member of the review team.
Q&A session or whatever you'd like.
So some of you would like to be hearing from Interrail very soon about interviews and other stuff as part of this review process. And I'm just passing this
Sure.
information on for everybody's
If
benefit so they know that's
you
what's
wouldn't
going
mind
on.
me,
That's all. Thank you.
Cav can help pull some slides together, and then the group won't probably need to iterate on it.
For sure. Maybe if you
Other
could
people
start
we'd like to talk to are also members of
definitely from Kevin,
RZEC.
then know, you and I can work on it together. You and I and Mario can work on it together, and then we can present it to the committee during our session, our preparation session in Abu Dhabi.
Yeah.
Okay. Jim, go ahead.
Jim, you're on mute.
He's been cut off by Adobe Connect, apparently. We can't hear you, Jim. Okay, go ahead. Yeah, that. So, Jim, that's specific to RSAC. Is that right? Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay. So let's close out item four on our agenda and move on to any other business. And Mario, you wanted to tell us about logistics.
Yes, thank you, Duane. This is Maria. Just to confirm that the meeting schedule is now being public, and you can visit it actually on the website. And our first meeting will be the private meeting that we have on Sunday at 9 o'clock local time in the morning. And our public meeting will be on Wednesday, 14 hours local time again. And so the other question that I have was about the attendance, but it is very clear now. And with this, actually, I have nothing else to add.
Thank you, Mario. Is our public meeting announced on our webpage yet?
Yeah. Announced. Thanks. Bye bye.
Sorry, you mean on the RZERC webpage, right?
Yes, on the RZERC webpage, yeah.
My apologies. I meant to do that, and I haven't done that. Let me do that.
Okay. Okay. So once we...